WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration coming for so-called sanctuary states and cities. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced she's suing New York's governor, attorney general, and motor vehicles chief over the state's sanctuary laws, which, among other things, bar police during traffic stops from asking about immigration status.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
She previously sued Illinois and Chicago, and she warns they're going after others.
If you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump said the two leaders agreed that negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. Once one of the most powerful figures in Illinois politics, a federal jury in Chicago on Wednesday convicted 82-year-old former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan on 10 corruption counts. This is ABC News. Another day, another protest against something the Trump administration is up to.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Elon Musk has got to go.
Parents, teachers, community leaders, and elected officials demonstrating outside the Education Department, which the president wants gone. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's all part of the Project 2025 playbook.
What these guys, the oligarchs and the billionaires, want to do is cut program after program, including education, in order to give massive tax breaks to the very richest people in this country.
Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon has her confirmation hearing on Thursday. It was a lonely death for Stephen Willard Anderson. Divers recovered Anderson's remains from inside a car submerged in a reservoir in Duquesne County, Utah. He vanished in 2004 while on his way to his family's cabin. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's more than, it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. Amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues. Another 1 to potentially 2 inches of snowfall before this activity winds down. Temperatures dropping to the lower single digits. Wind chills to 10 below. We'll see sunshine and middle teens on Thursday. It's 12 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, this year they have snow. Sean Connolly will be joining us to talk about the Birkebeiner. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. More snow on the way. All the details coming up. Don't miss
Matinair
it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. News from the center. WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Sonia Sotomayor, the relatively progressive member, one of three members of the U.S. Supreme Court, says that court decisions stand. Whether one particular person chooses to abide by them or not, it doesn't change the foundation that it's still a court order that someone will respect at some point. That's the faith I have in our system. This is in response to the growing concern that Donald Trump, Elon Musk, J.D. Vance now has expressed this. A year ago, he was praising Andrew Jackson for ignoring the Supreme Court. Now he's just come right out and said it. I mean, it was in a tweet a while ago saying that the Supreme Court should not have authority over the executive branch. Well, I'm sorry. If the executive branch breaks the law, the Supreme Court is the body that is supposed to hold them responsible. And, you know, how this is going to work out, if this is going to work out, we're just going to have to wait and see. Yesterday, we were hearing a mixed message. Trump was telling reporters, oh, we follow court orders. At the same time, we're hearing from people who are supposed to be getting funding from the National Institutes of Health and USAID that funding is not forthcoming, which means that they're violating court orders. And I think the media is not anything close to on this enough. And it just concerns me tremendously. Justice Sotomayor went on to say, we've had moments where it's been tested, but by and large, we've been a country who has understood that the rule of law has helped us maintain our democracy. But it's also because the court has proceeded cautiously. Now, that's the problem. That's a completely separate category of problem. But the court has not proceeded cautiously, gutting the Voting Rights Act and the Shelby County decision. Saying that corporations are persons and Citizens United, saying that billionaires can drop as much money as they want into an election in Citizens United and McCutcheon, saying that women don't have the privacy rights to decide for themselves whether or not to get an abortion when the fetus is not viable, per Roe v. Wade, only, you know, with the new Dobbs decision. These are not cautious decisions. These are extreme decisions. So the Supreme Court has, you know, it's the FAFO problem. You know, it's fiddle around and find out, right? And the Supreme Court is going to have some real challenges here. Like I said earlier in the program, I am hopeful that John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett will form an alliance with the three Democrats. The Democratic appointees, anyway, on the Supreme Court, and perhaps, you know, curb some of these excesses that are coming out of this administration. But it increasingly appears that many of the Republican appointees on the court are just watching Fox News And if that's their only source of information, this is scary stuff. Meanwhile, I have been warning about this from the first moment when Elon Musk and Donald Trump started attacking the U.S. Agency for International Development. I mentioned, you know, I worked in Uganda when USAID was there. I worked in Sudan on the Darfur border when USAID was there. They were feeding people. They were providing medicine. They were providing tents, mosquito, you know, proof tents for people because there was malaria, you know, there's malaria all over that region. And I was there with Joe Madison, in fact, my old buddy, who has now passed away, and my son, and Joe's wife. And when we started going after AID, when the United, you know, when Musk and Trump, I shouldn't say we, I suppose, started going after USAID, I pointed out, you know, we're getting amazing bang for our buck. I mean, for about $40 billion a year, which is a rounding error in the federal budget. It's not even one major Pentagon project. For about $40 billion a year, worldwide, we have over 100 countries that are loyal to us right now because we are helping them out, because we're providing them with services, because we're providing them with medication, we're providing them with food, we're providing them with expertise. And the other thing that I think is fascinating, and I didn't even know this until this week, is that every year or two, a country will no longer become a recipient of USAID assistance because they have, the term is graduated. This is the term that they use inside USAID. They graduate, which means that they now, the country, because of our help, is now able to stand up on their own, and they don't need our food anymore. They don't need our medicine anymore. They've developed internal ways to do this, indigenous ways to do this. But Musk and Trump have just kneecapped this agency that is doing so much for U.S. soft power. Trump does not believe in soft power. He believes in hard power, which is basically tariffs and warfare. But soft power is really critical stuff, and China gets this. China absolutely gets this. And, you know, one of the things that concerns me the most is that the Cook Islands, which has, you know, traditionally been bound to New Zealand, these are islands near New Zealand. In other words, they're within the sphere of influence of China. But they have always allied themselves with the United States. Why? Because we're providing them with medical assistance through USAID. Well, they just reached out to China. The Prime Minister just made a public announcement that since USAID has been crippled, he's going to reach out to China. Same thing with Cambodia. Cambodia is a country that's kind of in the middle, you know. They've got a kind of mostly communist government, but they have not allied themselves with China because we have been providing them with assistance. And we don't want them to ally themselves with China. We would like a bulwark, you know, a barrier, as it were, there in the South China Sea. But Cambodia just announced that, we had workers who were removing landmines left over from the Vietnam War in Cambodia. And that was USAID doing this. And we just pulled out because of Trump and Musk, and China just stepped in with the necessary funding. I mean, this has happened in the last 3 days. China is now actually giving money to Cambodia to remove the landmines and supporting the Cook Islands. Or at least the Prime Minister of the Cook Islands has said that they're going to start. This is extraordinarily dangerous. And these two countries are just the canary in the coal mine. I mean, this is just the very beginning. We're looking at the destruction of American influence around the world, which is the absolute thing that President Xi Jinping in China wants, and Vladimir Putin in Russia wants. They want America off the world stage. They want to make the world safe for autocrats. They want to make the world a place where only the rich really have any kind of power. I mean, both of these men are billionaires themselves. In addition to being, you know, the absolute rulers of their nations. And they hate democracy. They are intimidated by democracy. They're offended by democracy. One of the biggest problems that both Putin and Xi have is that people in Russia and China look at the United States and say, we'd like that. And now Trump and Musk are just tearing us down and destroying our alliances. And now they're going after Voice of America and Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe. I mean, all of this seems designed to kneecap America. Is Donald Trump doing this because he's an idiot? Are Donald Trump and Elon Musk doing this because they've had too many conversations with Vladimir Putin? We read news reports that both of them have been talking to Putin for the last 2 years. Trump just came out this morning and said he just had a long conversation with Vladimir Putin, his good buddy. Is that why they're doing this? Or is it that they're doing this because they're both billionaires and they feel the same way Putin and Xi do, that only rich, powerful white men should run countries? Well, I can't say Xi would say white men, but you get the point. The racial majority in the country. What the hell is going on here? Why are these two men, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, sabotaging American influence around the world? I don't have an easy answer. I suspect it's all of the above. I suspect that they actually don't believe in democracy, that Musk wants a technocracy and Trump wants an absolute monarchy. And in both regards, they find their interests probably more aligned with China and Russia than with us. But this is doing real damage right now.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We just lost two allies in the last 3 days. This is real damage. Back with your calls after this. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, Civic.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
Stories written, stages set, the larger than life evil they won't forget. Genuine malice, a villainous name. Without the bad guy, there's no hero's fame. Divide and conquer, the stage is drawn. A hero's rise when the world is torn. First to wear the mark, who'll be hunted in the dark. The villain looms, the hero waits. History turns on these twisted fates. Super anti-heroes, the story's core.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Moira in Oxford, Illinois. Hey, Moira, what's up?
Hi, Tom. It's Lockport, Illinois, but that's fine.
It's. Did I not say Oxford?
It is L-O-C-K.
Oh, L-O-C-K Ford. Lockford. Okay, got it. Thank you.
I heard something, and I don't know if it's true. It sounds bizarre. I don't know the source of it. But Congress sent the Republicans, within the past hour or two, just passed a law that states in a two-person household, meaning man and wife, that only the man is allowed to vote and the woman cannot vote.
Congress did not pass that law, Moira. There have been Republicans suggesting that, but I guarantee you Congress did not pass that law. Somebody's pulling your leg.
Okay, I just wanted to check it out because it really sounded bizarre to me.
Well, what they are proposing,
you can.
They're actually proposing this thing called the SAVE Act, S-A-V-E, and this is a real piece of legislation. And it requires that your birth certificate and your driver's license must have the exact same names on them. And if they're different, which is the case with about 85-90% of married women, if they're different, you must have a court-certified document proving that you went to a court and you legally changed your name. And more than half of American women who get married never go to a court and legally change their names. They just start using the new name. And what that will mean is that about between a third and a half of all American women will no longer be able to vote. And that's a serious piece of legislation. I keep wanting to write an op-ed about this, and other things keep popping up that seem more important. But that's a serious piece of legislation that the Republicans are pushing. And a marriage license or a marriage certificate is not included in the list of documents that you can use to demonstrate that you actually legally changed your name. It has to be a court. It has to be done in a court of law. And so, for example, my wife would no longer be able to vote because she never legally changed her name. She just, we got married in 1971, and she just started using Hartman as her last name instead of her old last name. This could produce the result that you're talking about, Moira, at least for, a third to a half of American families. But we're not there yet. But these Republicans, they do not want women voting. They know that, women tend to vote for Democrats and men tend to vote for Republicans. And so they're doing everything they can to suppress the female vote, just like they've spent all these years suppressing the black vote, and the Hispanic vote, and the Native American vote, and the Asian vote in some communities.
Well, that would include me also, because I never legally changed it.
There you go.
And I've had the same name for, 40 years?
Yep. There you go. Well, if you can't prove that you went to a court of law and legally changed your name, they will not allow you to vote if this piece of legislation passes. And they're very intentional about this. I mean, the Republicans they started out with these ID laws because they knew that the poorest people in America don't have driver's licenses because they don't have cars. And people who live in big cities. My best friend, Jerry Schneiderman, who died, last year of COVID, he lived in New York City his whole entire life. Never had a driver's license because he never drove. I mean, you don't need one in Manhattan. So anyhow, Moira, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your call.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
800 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration coming for so-called sanctuary states and cities. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced she's suing New York's governor, attorney general, and motor vehicles chief over the state's sanctuary laws, which, among other things, bar police during traffic stops from asking about immigration status.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
She previously sued Illinois and Chicago, and she warns they're going after others.
If you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump said the two leaders agreed that negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. Once one of the most powerful figures in Illinois politics, a federal jury in Chicago on Wednesday convicted 82-year-old former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan on 10 corruption counts. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's more than, it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues. Another 1 to potentially 2 inches of snowfall before this activity winds down. Temperatures dropping to the lower single digits. Wind chills to 10 below. We'll see sunshine and middle teens on Thursday. It's 12 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my! How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Seriously, your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. 20% off, and they have a wide variety of products, by the way, a whole variety of flavors. 20% off your first order. You just use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com.
Men with guns flashing blinding lights. A last name with a vowel or a Z on the end. They'll come for your family, they'll come for your friends. Holman's got the papers, Miller's got the plan. Ain't no time to run, they're taking back the land. They start with the weakest, the ones most alone. Ripping families apart just to claim the throne. Welcome to Trump's version of hell. Citizens too dumped over the line. History repeating, out of sight, out of mind. They're selling hate like a salesman's pitch, while the billionaires watch, laughing and rich. The news rolls over, turns a blind eye, while children wonder if they'll live or die. Welcome to Trump's version of hell, where freedom fades and the darkness swells.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Grant in Everett, Washington. Hey, Grant, what's up?
I'm calling with my concerns for our land use and natural resources. I just liked your book club there, which went into some of the foundations of the laws and histories that were brought about by activists and their knowledge, and invite you to invite on more people that have good activist knowledge of what's going on in the dismantling of our government right now. I think Bernie Sanders has got a great pin on it. Maybe Jamie Morgelin. Well, you know, I'd love to have John Muir from the past, or the people who actually had their hands on the shoulders of the ones who wrote the foundational laws, help protect our natural resources. And that's just one avenue of our beautiful country that is being dismantled by taking down the laws and agencies that help govern the peoples of this land.
Yeah. Your preferences are noted, Grant, and I agree. They're taking our country apart, and it's not a good thing. Thank you so much. Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Well, Tom, I'm going to try to take a breath and just say this as best I can. You asked earlier why Musk and the felon are doing what they're doing. I think I have an answer for you.
Okay.
Because they can.
Well, there is that.
We have no one. Yeah. Pardon me?
I said there is that, yes, so far anyway. Yeah.
Because we have no one representing us, and we have no one fighting for us.
Yes.
How many times do the Democrats have to be told? They handed them a damn book, for Christ's sakes, and they said to them, here's what we're going to do. We're taking over the country. And what have these guys done? I have been voting for 50 years. I think I'm a few years older than you are. And I have never had anybody represent me. I've had it happen three times. Jimmy Carter, my representative, Marie Newman, who was taken away from me after we fought so hard to get her in there, and one other time. I am so upset. I am literally shaking. I am witnessing my country going down and them taking over, and no one fight. After the fact, we had on November 5th, I decided when I saw the disaster that happened, I decided, first of all, nobody will ever convince me that was a free and fair election. I don't think we've had free and fair elections in I don't know how long. But secondly, when I saw this was happening, I quit watching political television, and that made me feel a heck of a lot better. And then now I'm to the point where I think I'm going to shut the radio off, too, because I'll find some other way to find my information out. And I will fight for my country to my death. And that's what it's going to come to. We are going to have another civil war because they are being allowed to do what they're doing. They tell us all the time what they're going to do. And these wimpy Democrats, and I'm not including the progressives. The problem is we don't have enough progressives, and the Democrats, the moderates, have fought them all along, too. They fight each other. That's the problem. And one of the major reasons that President Biden and his administration did have such a fantastic 4 years, and by the way, you know, Democrats are told what they're going to do. They don't fight. They have a perfectly, you know, we should have won by a landslide. And, you know, they just don't know how to fight. And the two-party system was never developed to support democracy. It destroys it. And I'm surprised it took this long. We haven't had democracy in this country for a long time. And the minority is ruling, starting with, you know, we still don't have women should be controlling this country. We're in the majority, but no, we don't have that. We don't have minorities being represented properly. We don't have everybody allowed to vote. When there's voter suppression, do the Democrats even mention it? And why are they getting away with this? Why is the not-so-Supreme Court making law and they're controlling everything? Forget, you know, oh, what's the felon going to do next? Forget that. They already put him in there. They're not afraid of him.
You're starting to get repetitive. In France, the left, as it were, succeeded in blocking the right, as it were. The right is like about a third of the French electorate. The far left is about a third, and the center left is about a third. Because in France, the far left and the center left got together and said, we're going to have each other's backs. Here in the United States, the center left, the so-called problem solver Democrats, the Josh Gottheimers, you know, these guys who basically have their hand out to big corporations, they actually go out of their way in many cases to sabotage progressive Democrats. It's a real problem.
They're fighting each other.
Yeah, and I don't have an easy solution, but I would strongly encourage you to share your outrage that you were so eloquent about on this program with your two senators from Illinois and whoever represents you there in Oakland. I'm not sure who represents you, but
you know, thank God I do live in Illinois, and I have Governor Pritzker. I have Kasten. The problem with Kasten is that's what, you know, they went against Marie Newman. And of course, you know, here's the Democrats again. Instead of splitting that, they made our district bigger and got rid of Marie Newman instead of splitting the district and making each one smaller and getting rid of a Republican. God forbid they would do the right thing.
Well, and this is, I agree. And Democrats need to start embracing gerrymandering, frankly. If we were to gerrymander California and Illinois, there's a handful of states that if we gerrymandered them, we would never again lose the House of Representatives. And Republicans are gerrymandering like there's no tomorrow and have been since 2010. So, Nancy, I get it. I totally get it, and I hope you share that with your elected politicians. I have to move along. Thank you, Nancy. Ed in Austin, Arkansas. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, man, I'm a retired steel worker, and I'm beyond angry about what's going on. And I just wanted to piggyback off a previous caller who was asking about a descriptive word that for Trump and Musk and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of a word, and I wanted to throw it out there.
Go for it.
Bigotocracy.
Bigotocracy and something based on bigotry?
Yes.
I like that.
I Googled it, and nothing came up, so I don't think it's a word.
Yeah. Well, you just created it, Ed, but I can't think of a word that describes, I guess apartheid probably, you know, describes a political system that's based on bigotry. And apartheid, of course, is you know, an old Afrikaner's word. But I don't know of any other contemporary words that describe this bigotocracy that you're talking about, Ed. I think you nailed it. I like that a lot. We need to flesh out our vocabulary here. We need some new words to describe what's going on.
Yeah.
Ed, thank you. That was brilliant. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break, helping you win the water cooler wars. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And there's Elon Musk on the TV saying, make apartheid great again, right? That's what MAGA was saying. Make apartheid great again. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested.
Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything with coffee, soup, smoothies. And because it's a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and more easily absorbed. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the mornings. It doesn't clump. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, and has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. Even have an 800 number you can call and talk to a real person with questions about recipes, ingredients, usage. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with my special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. G-E-T, get. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's on the end and start your transformation today and see those great discounts on 3 and 6 packs. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The voices of reason grow harder to find, but the fight's not over, the battle's not done. We still have the power if we act as one. Can left-leaning news be saved today? The truth still matters, don't let it slip away. Together we can build a brighter way. Can left-leaning
Today. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Amy in Pico Rivera, California. Hey, Amy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I really wanted to give a shout out to that Nancy that called. She's kind of stole my thunder, but I wanted to get your take or advice on what can we do. It doesn't seem like our Democrats are doing anything to get rid of Elon, and it scares me so much. I take care of my 97-year-old mom, and she gets Social Security and veterans benefits, and that's all she has. And if those are gone, she has no money. I don't know how we're going to live. I have all my representatives are Democrats, and I don't think they're doing anything.
Well,
my House member is a Democrat, and then, you know, my two senators from California are Democrats. It's just I'm just so frustrated. What do you think?
Nancy's rage was so articulate and so well said or shared or whatever the phrase is. I was really impressed, and I just think that each one of our elected officials needs to hear that. I would be, if I wasn't doing this show right now, I'd be calling Democratic senators and saying, why did not one single Democrat this morning or yesterday afternoon object to unanimous consent, John Thune's call for unanimous consent to move forward the nominations of Tulsi Gabbard and Bob Kennedy? I mean, what the hell is going on here? I thought you guys were fighting for this. And, it's like, really? They campaigned in the election on it's fascism. Oh my God, we got to stop them. Mm-hmm. And then now it's here, and it's like, well, you know, we're not going to object to unanimous consent. We'll just, you know, we're going to lose the vote anyway. So why fight? And I'm like, come on, guys. So my advice, Amy, would be to screw up as much
anger as you can, a respectful anger, and call each one of your representatives and just demand that they start fighting back and raising hell, that you're sick and tired of, as we all are, of not hearing anything other than an occasional meek peep out of our out of our Democrats. It's like, you know, what would Republicans do? We know how different it would be if George Soros showed up in the Oval Office with Joe Biden and didn't let him talk.
Are you kidding?
It would be the end of the Republic.
Guantanamo.
Absolutely. So, Amy, I want to get another caller in here, but thanks for the call. Spot on. Yeah, good talking to you. Howard in Los Angeles. Hey, Howard, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I understand that there are two, maybe three special elections coming up for the House.
Three, yes.
I think if, right.
And they're all in red districts.
Them, but if those, if we can flip them, then we can flip the House.
That's true. And the right-wing billionaires know this, and they're throwing enormous amounts of money into it. That's not to say give up. I still think that, you know, we should be supporting those three candidates. You know, we should be doing whatever we can to help get them elected, but it's going to be a hell of a climb.
Yeah, but it's worth it. I mean, at this point, if we can flip them, we could take the House back in a couple of months.
I agree.
And that'll put a big kink in what Trump is trying to do.
I agree. And one of the things that
nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, one of the things that I need to do is track down the names of those three people, hand them off to Sean, and see if we can get them on the air. Howard, thank you for the call. Jim in Chicago. Hey, Jim, you have the last minute here. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I was just the last woman worrying about Social Security, and I am too. I'm ready to retire. I 45 years of a construction electrician and paid into Social Security, which I'm entitled to. But my thought was, I'm blessed enough, my wife are blessed enough to have an annuity and a 401k. Mm-hmm. If they take away, if Dogeboy takes away my Social Security, I will take out all my money, cash it out, and I will not pay federal tax until they pay my Social Security.
Yeah. I don't think people who are currently on Social Security are going to be badly affected, but I may well be wrong. I mean, they are desperately looking for $4 trillion that they can then hand off to their billionaire buddies. And, you know, Social Security is, you know, a couple trillion dollars a year, so, or at least $1 trillion a year. So, Jim, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and to folks around you, and stay safe, eh? I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge greenlit the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers.
The offer from the Trump administration to federal employees: resign now and get paid through September, otherwise risk getting cut. Wednesday, a federal judge ruling that offer can go forward. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. ruling that the federal unions who brought the case lack standing to sue and that the district court lacks jurisdiction to review the case because of a federal statute that sets out an administrative review process before the courts can take over. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump declared the two leaders agreed the negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. The president talked with Ukraine Zelensky separately. One person killed, 10 others injured in an explosion of undetermined origin in the food court of a department store in Taiwan's Taichung City. Fire authorities say that among the 10 hospitalized, 4 had no vital signs. This is ABC News. It was raining with a low ceiling when the U.S. Navy warplane crashed off San